A&N Appliance.
Hi, good morning. This is Michael. I'm calling from Logo Splash. I'm speaking to Jennifer Colon.
Yes, you are.
Hi, Jennifer. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good myself. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you also for picking up the call. Actually, just making a follow-up call in regards to the, I believe, incorrect address showing up on the Google search listing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I reviewed everything here. I think it's actually associated with your website, Dell. But rest assured, when we went to your website, the again, the anaappliancedservice.com, it has mm-hmm. actually the correct location and also the correct phone number. The same goes with your Google business profile. However, yes, when you go to Google and type it in, like your business name, it actually shows a new Bedford, and I believe your old call tracking number as well. So as soon as I received your email, I believe last Thursday, I already reached out with our website team to have it corrected. They did confirm on Friday that they already reached out to Google, especially with Meta, to have it corrected, and we're just waiting for this to be re-indexed. The time frame given was 48 hours, so I check it as well right now as we speak. I noticed that it's still not being changed, so I'm just calling in to let you know that I've been monitoring this and created another ticket to make a follow-up with Google to have it rectified as soon as they could.
Okay, sounds good.
So rest assured, Jennifer, I'll make sure to take care of it. I'll get a monitor you on a daily basis, and we'll definitely let you know once it's corrected, okay? But again, you don't have to worry. If your customer visited your Google profile and even the website, it has the correct location and phone number.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, no problem. I'm sorry, I just have one more concern, though, if you don't mind. Okay, so this is still in regards to the Google Verified campaign, you know, the paper lead campaign. I'm not sure if you could remember, we spoke about this a few months ago. So they did actually confirm, our Google Verified team just wanted to you know, to make a follow-up with me if are you ready to reactivate that campaign? Because I believe you held off to that way back on, I think, January 28th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still on hold with that. We're just still trying to build our clientele right now.
Okay. All right. I'll get to take care of that. But do you have, like, maybe how soon we can reactivate? Do you have any tentative?
I'm hoping maybe by the summertime we can definitely revisit that.
Awesome, wonderful. I think that's something we can revisit as well. But, yeah, we're going to take note of it and let them know. And lastly here, I'm so sorry. I'm not really sure with our phone system, but it looks like we are having problems, again, sending SMS notifications to your phone number, the 2407. If you could remember, we already enabled this again when when you sent Spark. But for some reason, just very recently, it looks like it's disabled again. So I was just wondering if you were able to, or maybe mistakenly click stop on her phone number, because most of her clients thought that the 877 is like a scam.
Yeah, I can definitely take a look into that once I get back to the office. I'm just running some errands, picking up parts right now.
Oh, sure. But yes, just to re-enable it, you can just click Spark, and then it should be good to go, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time again. Have a great one. Stay well.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Bye.